You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
How's that saying go? Measure twice so you only have to cut once?
Yeah.
You know, make sure you did the right thing before you start to avoid a total disaster?
Double check.
Seems like a pretty good idea, doesn't it?
Follow up.
Uh-huh.
Hmm?
Because someone's carelessness in this room...
Trying to do something nice.
...has not only cost Kimmy... What is rightfully hers?
It's not rightfully anything.
It is 100% rightfully hers. It's created a situation
that
Tommy has put us all in.
Mm.
Yet he won't rectify because he's a bitch-ass bitch.
Bro, nobody wants to do this.
Nobody wants to do this.
And there's no example how to do this.
Well, we have lots of people listening that could help
you out. Okay, all right. You know what?
You know what?
I'll listen.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So, you know, we were off for 2 weeks due to the Christmas break.
Yeah.
Right before we leave for Christmas every year, we have our standard gift-giving procedure.
Yes.
Tommy and I, together, give Kimmy an envelope of $500 cash to double her annual salary. And then, to say thank you to our engineers who work very, very hard, we give them an envelope full of significantly less amount of
Yes. Money. It drops off way quick.
So, we're sitting around yesterday, getting back, and we're kind of busting Kimmy's balls about how she spent the money that we gave her for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you told us what you spent it on.
Yeah.
And we were like,
it didn't add up.
They were like, what else did you spend it on?
Yeah, and you guys were like looking at me, and I'm like, I didn't.
I mean, we know you don't shop, but well, Jesus Christ.
you were like, you spent it all there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, yeah. It added up in my head.
Sure, because it turns out Kimmy's envelope only had $100.
Yes.
And you realized something immediately.
Yeah, sure did.
Tommy turns white as a ghost. What did you do, Tommy?
So apparently, I gave Kimmy's envelope to one of our engineers. And then, last night when this all went down in my head, you know, after we talked, I kind of got pissed off.
Why?
At who?
One of the engineers that got a hell of a goddamn gift that didn't thank us.
They did. They thanked
bro.
You.
They thanked you when you gave it.
Not like that. I didn't get a $500 thank you. I got a thanks, bro. Not a $500. Jesus Christ, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. I don't think they opened him here. I think they opened him when they got home.
But you don't think that guy would have texted one of us saying, Jesus, man, you guys are so generous.
You know what he's trying to do right now? He's trying to change the narrative of what happened here, you idiot. You gave $500
to a guy.
To one of our engineers 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You shorted Kimmy $400.
Yes.
And one of our engineers got $100.
Yes.
The other got $500.
You don't think those two guys would have talked and go, hey, something's not right here?
They didn't talk.
Oh, yeah. They talked. They literally have desks that face each other. They sit there. It's like crossfire on CNN back in the day.
Well, I'm guessing the one you gave $500 to isn't going to like throw it in the other one's face.
I would.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, we know.
You suck.
Okay. So what are you going to do about this?
Well, the only thing I can do. Is go first of all, I don't know who got it.
Yeah, we don't.
So I'd have to walk
into
both.
There's two engineers.
There's two engineers. I'd have to go in there and say, hey, man, one of y'all got overgifted by a mofo, and I need it back. That's what I got to say in a nice way. And it's not a nice thing to do to somebody.
I hope you gave it to the guy who's been here longer.
Oh. Who knows? And here's the other thing.
Because that just like sent a message to him if you didn't.
What if it's all gone? Because I know if I'm a guy that gets... that kind of coin, it's the holidays. I'm spending it, man. Everybody's short. So more than likely...
it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
So, all right, so should I not even say anything then and just eat the
$250? $250?
Well, yeah, that would be half of the gift.
No, you idiot. I gave you the money for those gifts. You F this up. This is all on you. I am not giving you a dime. I gave you the money.
Why are you backing off so fast?
Who's backing off?
By the way, you
what?
Got it, man.
Who cares if I man, got you, it? You got
throwing
it.
Around.
You got it. You got it. You are
I'm not riding a brand new iCar going off to New Hampshire to play hockey.
That's why I don't have it, bitch. I have nothing to do with this.
It's a private school.
I gave you the money. You screwed it up.
Well, you
this
know what
is
I'm,
on you.
You know what I'm thinking happened, too? Because Tommy actually went above and beyond this Christmas because he got his own like surprise gifts he was giving us.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
And... maybe you were so like focused on that and the surprise that you screwed up the other
I just mixed up the bags.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can Tommy walk into our engineer's office and ask for that money back?
God, it's so harsh.
I wouldn't
want to
do it.
It's not going to be there. And then the kid's going to, what if he feels obligated to, you know, go to the ATM and get it, but he already spent it?
Then you got your money back.
No, but I can't take it from those guys.
Okay. So, but you said that's your
they
only.
They don't make that kind of money.
You said that's your only
I don't
option.
Think.
I don't know what engineers make. They probably make triple what we make.
Probably.
$72. You said that's your only option is to go get the money back from them.
Well, what else?
There's a very simple solution. You take out $400.
I don't have $400.
And you give it to Kimmy.
Yeah,
to
but
make
then what do you
whole.
Do with the other engineer, too?
Then you take out another $400 and you give it to the other engineer. So you're $800.
No, in. I'm not giving the other if guy. I'm not
you
giving
have to
the other guy.
No.
I was
going to
say, if I'm you, I'm actually more
not
worried.
I'm spending that kind of money.
I'm less worried about me and more worried about evening it out between those two.
Oh, look, she's going to jump on the grenade now.
No, she's right. You have to.
I mean, if I'm just saying, like, if I were in your
so
position,
you think I, go
I would be much more
400.
Worried about the way it looks that I just handed one guy, like two
that's
guys that share the same office, two different amounts.
That's $1,000 in cash.
It's $800.
No, it's $1,000 the time we get done.
Okay, yeah.
But then Kimmy's going to, I got to give Kimmy the money.
Yes, you do. You can't short Kimmy.
So that's, how much is that? I'm running out of numbers.
Oh, wait, we had
enough. So that's 500.
Five, all right, so we...
500 and four. It's 900.
All right.
Plus the
hold
500
on, stop. I
got
you. You're 350 in already. Then it would be another 400 each. So that's $1,150.
Oh, I need brakes on the car.
You need brakes? It looks like
I'm down to like 2 centimeters.
You better start hitting them early because you owe us $1,150.
Bro, I ain't got that kind of cash.
Okay, you...
Who has cash?
We had cash, so you gave it to the wrong person, stupid.
Yeah, right after the holidays, I'm low.
You don't buy gifts for anybody. Except our engineer.
No, yeah, holidays. I don't buy gifts.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, if you're just joining us, we got back from our two-week vacation. On the last day before we leave, before the holidays every year, we give Kimmy an envelope of $500, and then we give our engineers significantly less.
Yeah, fuck each.
$100 each. Tommy... screwed up the envelopes because we're talking to Kimmy yesterday, busted her chops about where she spent her $500, and she tells us what she spent, and we go, well, what'd you do with the rest of it? And she's like, what? She goes, you only gave me $100. Tommy realizes in that moment he gave one of our engineers
there's some missing living money
large.
Out there.
$500.
Living large.
So you can go back and ask for the money, or you can give $400 to Kimmy and $400 to the
other. I saw those guys yesterday. They didn't say a word.
Why would they say anything?
Oh, man, you're the greatest, Tommy.
Do they not? So they don't deserve $500?
Oh, no. Hell no, man.
Well, no, you bring up an interesting point.
What?
Because I guess
somebody dropped that kind of bank on me, man. I'd be kissing ass and feet.
But let's talk. Let's use our. We got a new boss here. Came in really.
Yeah.
Let's say he came down.
Yeah.
And he handed you an envelope and said, "Merry Christmas, mm-hmm. thank you." And inside was $500 cash.
Yeah.
You would not go to him and say this is too much because you're. Shaking.
I would say, I would definitely thank him, saying, "Man, this is a really generous thing, boss."
But
thank
you wouldn't say thank you for the $500. You would say thank you so much. This is generous.
Yeah. Well, I would say that's too much, man. You really
no, you can't. You cannot say that because
I can. I would say that.
That you is shaming them. No, it makes you. Hey, look at you, you busted ass bitch. You ain't got this. They're not going to say that to you. They're not.
All right.
Unless they might say the same thing, whether it's $100 or $500.
Yeah, because according to you, they're not worth $500.
Well, my voice goes up when it's $500.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. We got folks waiting on hold.
Yeah.
All right. You want to hear what John has to say, or do you want to hear what Anthony has to say?
Well, I got to go with my roots. I got to go with T.
All right. Let's start off with Anthony. He's on CMF. Hey, Tony. How are you, buddy?
Hello?
You there, buddy? Go ahead.
Yes. Tommy, thank you for picking me because I'm actually on your side on this one, and I'll tell you why.
How?
I'm going to guess both these engineers have been working for you for probably a couple years, correct?
So Derek, who we love, has been with us for like a decade.
And the kid works his ass off.
Dylan is newer. He's been here like 18 months.
So he's never gotten a Christmas present before?
No, he did last year. Last year, we gave him $100.
Yeah.
So he should have known that $500 was probably way too much, or whoever got it should have come to you and said something. So the conversation I would have with them is, first of all, I think you owe me the $400. But you got to go to whoever gave the $500. You got to put it on them and say, hey, it was a mistake. You know it, and they got to split the money out of what you gave them with the other guy.
Okay, but here's
he's got to take $250 out of his pocket.
Oh, so make the engineers
make
pay.
It right with Kimmy.
Kimmy is
no,
what he's saying.
No, he's saying
yes,
the
like
engineers
that.
Split the money you gave them, and you pay me is what Anthony's saying.
Yeah, so you still owe more money.
You owe her $400, but those guys...
I thought you were on my side.
He is,
that's as good as it gets. That's as good as your fandom gets.
I just saved you another $500.
You just said you can only fight with the armor you have. Andy, here's the problem, though. Now, I understand where you're coming from logically. In the last 12 months, like this, in 2025, our engineers went above and beyond to do a whole bunch of stuff to help us out. Sure. So it would be totally reasonable if we gave him $500. We didn't. But if we did, it would have made sense.
And by the way, I think we're the only ones.
I 100% agree with you, but in that case, then you both screwed up. You should have paid them both $500 to begin with.
And let's broaden the conversation.
You shut up! I'm trying to get you paid!
Let's broaden the conversation just a touch.
You should have paid them that 2 weeks ago.
Andy, thanks for the call, buddy. You were saying, Tommy. I'm sorry.
We're the only ones that gift the engineers.
Well, we're not 100% sure about that.
You think these busted ass... these shortchange mofos down the hall are coughing up gifts. They ain't.
What do you mean? Who are you talking about?
All of them.
Who are you talking about?
Name them. I'll point them out.
I know you. Why don't you name them, you bitch? You're running a lot of mouth today, my friend.
There ain't nothing but chintz in this building, and you know I'm right.
Like who?
All of them.
You scared ass bitch.
That chintzy country show?
Oh, really?
That's country chintz. That's the chintz it gets, man.
You don't think
what they give them, man? Cracker Barrel gift certificates for $10 off?
You don't think Billy or Hope or TJ would be
giving TJ queen of the $60?
What would it sound like if somebody asked her to give money to the engineer?
I ain't going to give $60. My hard-earned money. When I got two babies at home and one on the way.
She is going to kick your ass. One of these days... She is gonna.
She's gonna country kick my ass
every time
with one of those square-toed boots.
Every time you do the two and home, one on the way, somebody writes her down on the B, and she hears all about it.
Yes,
and she goes back and listens, and she comes in when you're gone, and she's like, "Where's that little bitch?" All right, 252-WCMF 252-9263. We got Instagram messages coming in. This comes in from Will.
Yeah.
Will writes, "Tommy should give 400 Kimmy, 400 the other engineer, and that's 800." That's the money he should have spent on the dinner he bitched out with your boss. Great point, Will.
Hey, that's a completely different conversation. And I was willing to pay. Our boss stepped up.
No. You know,
actually, the boss should make this right.
The great Rasheed Wallace once said,
"Who
a basketball player? Ball don't lie." Meaning that even if you get a bad call, eventually the universe evens it out.
Okay.
Ball don't lie, son.
Man.
No, this makes perfect sense. I mean, you skimped out on $1,000 dinner
with our
boss. I
didn't skimp out. The
you
boss
skimped
paid.
Out. Oh, we're not going to have this conversation.
I didn't
again.
Slink out.
You literally.
Well.
What?
I didn't see you make an effort.
252
WCMF. No. I got this.
252 WCMF. You know what's funny? You know who hasn't,
not this show.
You know who hasn't said anything like, don't worry about me, guys?
I did.
You kind of said it, and you blew past it immediately.
No, I said...
Oh, she wants her money.
No, I said you should make it right with the engineers.
But you didn't say you wouldn't take the $400.
Oh, I mean, I accept all payment plans.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny boy, how are you, buddy?
Duffy, where is your memory, dude? That guy's got to come up with that 400 right now. He bailed out on the steak dinner. He's
Thank
a
you.
Cheap bastard.
Thank you.
Let him pay the money. He's
pay
got the, all the money.
Pay the cash. Where's the cash? Give me the cash. Get him, John. Got more Instagram messages coming
He's
in.
Man.
Rick writes us. Duffy, how do you know he didn't just pocket the money you gave him for Kimmy and gave everyone $100?
I didn't pocket the money. What? You think I need money that bad?
We don't have proof.
I do.
Have you not listened to yourself in the line? Dude, that would be the most you thing ever.
Taking your money and not giving them the money.
And giving everybody $100.
Why would I do that? That'd be terrible. That'd make me a bad person.
Let's go through the
timeline of Tommy being a jerk.
All right, first of all, you stole
$70,000.
Tens of thousands of dollars from
making $600,000 a year.
The Winn-Dixie. You've broken into the prize closet to give things to coworkers to say thank you before. You gave Kimmy an unloaded gift card.
Oh my God, let that go.
That was a decade ago, really?
People still bring that up all the time.
Make it right. You still haven't made it right. That was a decade ago.
We kind of made it right, right? Yeah, we good. Oh, well, that Starbucks I get. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. You're making it up slowly.
What?
What did I get?
What do you mean? What do you
get? What did I get out of it?
You don't get nothing.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get nothing. Look at me right now.
What?
Did you pocket that money?
I did not pocket the money. Go look at my man purse. Ain't nothing
well,
in it.
Well, yeah, no.
You wouldn't still have it.
Yeah, you would put it in your bank.
I know. I'd pull right through
You know, it's interesting, too.
Right to the booth stand.
Hey, you know what's funny? Didn't we have a bunch of discussions about him personally going to the bank a bunch of times right before we went on break?
You do spend a lot of time at the bank.
No, I was moving some of my funds around.
Oh, yeah, the woman said I can't use the phone.
I didn't take your damn money. I don't need your damn money.
You do need my damn money.
No, I don't need your damn money.
252-WCMF, 252-9263 again. You son of a bitch. You're such an idiot. How do you get responsible? How are you?
What?
You try this again.
Relax.
How did you become the point man for this? You're the least attentive to detail, dumbest person.
Well, you let it happen, man, because you were fine with it because you wanted it off your plate.
It also, no.
You didn't think she deserved it.
I didn't say that.
Well, you kind of look like
every year I try to get you to give her more money, and you're like, no.
How much money are you going to give her? You sent her to Hawaii?
I honestly, if you didn't tell me this, I wouldn't have thought much about it because you did the extra gift this year, so I kind of thought like, oh, like you're doing two different things. You're switching it up from the norm. So like, had I not known I wasn't supposed to get that other $400.
Wait a minute.
What?
No, you're right. You for the first time ever, you bought everyone extra gifts.
Yes,
I did.
You stole that money.
But I gave it back to you. I didn't steal your money, man.
Well, really nice bottle of booze I got for Christmas.
Hey, that's a nice bottle of booze. Came all the way from Japan.
Booze and jerky. Expensive jerky.
All right, 252-WCMF.
For a jerk.
Again.
Couple of jerks.
We normally give Kimmy $500 cash for Christmas every year, and our engineers, both of them, each $100.
This is why I hate doing nice.
Kimmy comes in yesterday. We're busting her balls about how she spent the money. She tells us what she spent it on, and we go, what'd you spend the rest on? And she goes, what do you mean? She tells us there was only $100 in the envelope. Tommy realizes he must have given the $500 envelope to one of our engineers. We owe Kimmy $400. You owe the other engineer $400. You owe $800. Unless Sam has a better idea.
All right, Sammy, help me out, buddy.
He's on CMF. Hey, Sam, how are you, buddy?
Oh, GoFundMe.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
So I see two outcomes here. Either the engineer who got the 500 is listening to this, and he comes and returns the four.
He probably
or
spent
Tommy
it.
Just, oh, well, if he did, then Tommy, you owe Kimmy $400.
So can we do like an event to raise money?
Raise money for what?
Well, yeah, they do it for cancer all the time.
You are a cancer. I'll agree with that.
How about that? Kick Tommy, he's a cancer's ass.
We would make a ton of money on a kick Tommy's ass event.
Tommy's a cancer. Booth. Tommy's a cancer. Like a bracelet. Like, what are those Lance Armstrong bracelets?
Sam, thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah, let's. I tell you what, I'll pay you $800 if I can kick your ass right now. A lot of people are pointing out that you wanted to have this discussion knowing the engineers would hear it, so they would come in and say either don't worry about it or here's the money back.
Well, I don't think those kids have that kind of money.
Kids, they're grown men.
Yeah. No, but they're young guys.
They're both in their 30s.
Well, I'm older. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how much money they make.
What does that have to do with it?
I know.
Well, I think they probably spent the money. And they don't have, I mean, most, didn't you say?
If they didn't, would you take it back anyways?
I don't want to do this. I just want to let it ride.
No, you, Salt writes us.
You, time heals all wounds.
No, but you're good with $100, right?
I mean, I was until, again, I knew, like, there was more money coming my way.
Look at that. Look at that. That's what I'm saying. Look
at
this.
And you should have never told me.
This is not on Kimmy. Listen,
I'm not expecting it now, but it is kind of crappy to know I was supposed to get it.
There is a payroll to meet. She has to get the $400.
What a payroll? What am I here? Paychecks?
Salt writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF.
There you go, salt your ass.
If you do anything, make the other engineer whole and make it up to Kimmy later.
I think that's the dynamic you should be more worried
we can't
about
do
right
that.
Now.
Bro, we can't start it every looks, year it, giving out $1,500 in cash to three people.
Who's we? No, I'll continue to give you my $300.
I'll tell you what.
You already set the precedent because next year that whoever you gave it to is going to feel shorted.
I will do it. I will give out, I'll make it all even, 5-5-5. Next year, you're on the hook for half of that, wise ass. You want to do that?
$750.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Oh, yeah.
No, but we wouldn't even, no, see, here's the thing.
What?
We wouldn't be on the hook for this if it wasn't for you. So next year, I'll give you the $350 that I normally give you. And you got to cover the other.
No, I'm not doing that.
Well,
I'm not shooting myself in the ass.
Well, you already shot yourself in the ass.
Well, I'm not putting another hole back there.
We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF. Maybe Brad is going to fix this for you.
No, Brad ever fixed anything.
Brad, what's up, buddy? You got the last word.
Hey, Duffy.
Hey.
First of all, I know Tommy's a scumbag, but I don't think he stole your money. And this is karma. He gave Kimmy that gift card that had no money on it.
Yep, talked about
it. He gapped out on paying for dinner you're supposed to pay for with your boss.
Yep.
It's just karma coming back to him, catching up to him, man.
Hey, is that what it is, Brad? Hey, Brad, why don't you tongue my brown?
He owes $400, so there's another $800 that Tommy owes, regardless.
No, but here's...
He can't ask the other one for the money back. He's just got to come up with $800 and suck it up. Oh, well, you won't be able to drink Jameson for the next couple weeks. Suck it up, buddy.
Here's the thing, though, man. Like,
it's a horrible thing to say to a man.
Karma normally makes people pay for things. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
All
right?
He's just going to avoid.
Exactly, Brad.
Which is really hard to do because the engineers work literally almost across.
I know, and I like those guys.
They say you're just going to avoid.
Those are the only two guys outside this room I talk to when they're in the building. I like them
only because you need things from them.
Yes.
Hey, I forgot my password again. Here's what people fail to understand, and I get it because it's almost uncanny how much of a coward Tommy Mulet is. Because when this break is over, he's going to go do his lap that he does around the building.
Yeah, get his steps in.
Get his steps in. And he's going to come back in here, and his mind, as far as he's concerned, will be wiped clean. And he will see the engineers today, and he will go, hey, boys, and he'll run out of the building, and he will never pay anybody a dime.
I like that plan.
No, that's what you're – I know that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I kind of like that. And then next year, all back to even Steven. You'll get your five. They'll get their 100.
I would – You're just going to, it's going to drop for somebody next year and you're okay.
Oh, it's going to drop, period. Yes. Right. Well, I'm not going to keep giving $500.
No, I feel like it's a weird look.
I don't look weird, man. I don't have it.
Look, just be prepared to be treated differently by the engineers after you short them.
Wait. Why should I suffer? What have I done but try to do nice?
This is all your fault.
But it's a nice fault.
No, it's a nice fault for one out of three people.
And by the way, everybody got a little something.
That's true.
Everybody got a little taste, right?
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. And I'm telling you, we're the only people that do this.
Okay.
I bet you these other morning shows do not gift each other anything but crap. Like, do you think that they gift their producers anything?
Did you just call Kimmy the producer?
She is a producer. She's a producer of the morning show. Aren't you the producer?
I refer to her as a co-host.
She is. She's an on-air producer, co-host, and executive producer.
How are you so bad? You're starting a war with every other morning show.
I'm not starting a war.
You just called them all cheap-ass, chintz-ass, non-caring bitches.
You know they are, man.
You don't think Sandy does something nice for the engineers?
I don't think so. She don't spend.
Okay.
None of them spend.
Okay. You don't spend either.
I spend, I ain't got.
Let's take a break.
I'm 66 and still being treated like crap.
Oh, no, my butt. I screw up and everything's everyone else's. My fault. What? What? Mike Mulet in a skin-tight ribbed turtleneck sweater. Let's take a break.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
The future is here.
All right.
Not all of it is great.
Oh.
In fact, one of our most beloved stores here in Rochester is under the microscope this morning with people asking questions about what they are collecting from us just when we walk in the door.
Damn.
And the ramifications when you talk this out could be scary.
Wait, are other places doing it? Or just
yeah,
them?
There are other places doing it. But, you know, there's something about this store, even though it is, you know, a super successful now multi-state business, it feels like home.
Yeah.
But home wouldn't do this to you. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we will jump right into this story. It was on 13 Wham over the weekend. And there have actually been multiple stories done about it. It has folks in the greater Rochester area asking questions about Wegmans.
Whatever.
The issue started back a few months ago when the Wegmans in New York City started posting signs out in front of their stores. The signs, which are mandatory by New York City, say that customers' biometric data may be collected while they were inside the store.
So is that your face, basically? Facial recognition?
You got it. Yeah. Long story short, Wegmans is using facial recognition technology. And it turns out it's not just at the New York City stores.
Oh.
Wegmans confirmed in a statement to 13 Wham that they use facial recognition technology in their stores.
So, like, all their stores?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. At least that's what I gather from the statement.
I always assumed that, like, any self-checkout, whether it's Wegmans or, like, any store, like, aren't you on camera?
So there is a
difference. Yeah, because you can look up and see your
face.
Hey, look at me scanning.
There is a difference between being on camera and the technology being
used to save your face. So are they doing that? For me, it kind of all goes hand in hand because it's like, well, you have my video. I mean, like, you have what my face looks like.
Okay.
But you're making it sound like it's when I'm walking in. Like, they're already, there's a camera at the door as I'm walking in.
So
we're not sure where.
I'm not entirely sure.
Scanning my face.
Not entirely sure, but that is not out of the question.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to pause the story.
But
right
there, it's there's like countries that do this now.
Okay, I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming. I want to pause the story right here. Because if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that not only does Tommy love Wegmans.
Yes.
Love Wegmans.
Big supporter.
If anyone says anything negative about Wegmans,
they suck.
He literally throws a temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does anything about this story yet bother you?
No, because to Kimmy's point, I figured they were doing it.
Okay.
I figured a lot of companies and governments are doing this. They do it at the airport.
That is totally, yeah, but there's a difference between getting on a plane and buying a loaf of bread.
And at the airport, you're literally looking right into it as it says it's scanning your face.
True.
So Wegmans, as part of their statement to 13WHAM, said they only use this biometric data collection to identify individuals who have been, quote, previously flagged for misconduct.
Right, so shoplifters, basically.
Keeping the riffraff out. And that's all well and good. Here's the thing.
What's that?
You can't guarantee that everyone who works there agrees with the principles the stores might have. You also can't guarantee there aren't folks who could have access to this that wouldn't want to use it for other reasons to benefit them. And let me be clear. I am not saying Wegmans is doing this, and I am not saying Wegmans would support that. But, you know I hate to be slippery slope guy. This is one of the slipperier slopes that can exist. So you, Tommy, have now just accepted this is something you deal with.
Well, I think it's part of society.
Okay. Facial recognition at the store.
Cameras all over the place. They're monitoring you.
Well, yeah. So we got those cameras running your license plates now stuck to random poles in the greater Rochester area.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's strange to me.
What's that?
Tommy, when we brought up those plate reader cameras, those don't even take a picture of your face. They just scan your license plate.
Right, yeah.
You were vehemently opposed to those.
Well, because of getting ticketed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So when you're out and about, and for the sake of, quote,
I break the law on the road, just not in the store.
Well, but Kimmy, for the sake of, quote, public safety, and by the way, I agree with you. I am also against those plate reader cameras. You hated the idea. You said, Big Brother's watching you. Profiling all this stuff. But when Wegmans does it, it's okay?
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I like Wegmans.
Okay. But you don't like the government? Okay. And by the way, there was also nothing in the statement that Wegmans gave to 13WHAM that says they wouldn't share the information they have with law enforcement.
Oh. Yeah, I guess they would have to because
they wouldn't
saying,
have. No, I mean, they're paying for it. They could do what they want with it. It would be their choice.
Right. Well, you would think, like, if they're trying to find shoplifters and keep them out, yeah, that might be tied to law enforcement.
But, I mean, it wouldn't just be a shoplifting situation. Yeah. Let's say that you are wanted for a crime. And just,
oh, like not Ed Wegmans. It's just, I'm a criminal.
A criminal. And you're just accused. You're accused of a crime. You're not picking up
anything. Or I'm on the run.
And they think that you've been in Wegmans and they want that information. Should Wegmans give it to them?
So it would flag and.
I'm asking you. Yeah, if they had the ability
to do
that.
I don't think Wegmans would want to get involved in that.
No, no. Yeah. They wouldn't want to get involved helping the. They're not going to back the blue?
Well, you're not backing the blue.
The blue needs it. You're not backing them.
But you don't know. I mean, you don't know what this person's done.
They've been accused.
No, I don't like that.
No, you don't like that part, but I mean, who's to say they wouldn't?
Well, I still.
Not that they have. But I'm saying it's not that it's not possible.
I
don't know. I love Wegmans, but I don't like this.
I would be against it. I'd be very angry, and I would still shop to it.
The phone number is 252-WCMF.
Deals are just so good.
252-9263. Look, I understand as we're getting a whole bunch of messages. Yes, like Tommy said, a lot of places do.
Countries, cities.
But again,
LA, Hollywood. The Sunset Strip.
Dip, 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 dip. It doesn't mean that it's okay. And it doesn't mean that people that weren't aware that this stuff was happening are okay with it happening.
Mm.
I guess where this conversation leads us.
What's that?
Is there a place you can go where you're not being tracked anymore?
Like, I don't think so.
You want to think about it for a second?
Well, I mean, even getting to that spot, you're being tracked. So, like, let's say the corner bar you like to go to is mom and pop.
Okay.
But there was probably, how many cameras did you pass before you walked into that place that doesn't have a security camera? So if the cops were looking for you, they could track your movements. I mean, and your phone, by the way, is the biggest tag you walk around with.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, your phone alone. Like, if I have my phone with me at all times, I mean, somebody could track me, I guess, if they wanted to, or at least go back and see where I've been.
Right.
It's, you know, but I'm not going to give up my phone. Because the benefits of the phone outweigh that fear, I guess.
Okay, well, for you personally. Is what
yeah.
All right, so like if you wanted to go off the grid and go to a place where you couldn't be tracked, you would have to leave your phone behind. A lot of cars have built-in GPS, so right. you'd have to either walk or ride a bike.
Or an old car.
You brought up, like, the corner bar. It would have to be a mom-and-pop shop that didn't have security cameras mm-hmm. or the AI technology that could trace you. And in that way, even in remote towns, it might be impossible to leave the house without being caught on multiple cameras every time you go. So right. are we're all fine with that now?
Well, yeah. Obviously, we are.
But you're not.
I leave the house.
I think we are, because everybody's going about their business. You would have to live in such a remote area of this country. Like, you would have to almost be like Unabomber up in the mountains, you know, off the grid chopping wood to not know you're there.
But see, here's the thing. You use Unabomber, and that has a negative connotation to it. Like, if I don't want to be tracked like that, I must be building bombs in some wooden shack
and sending
it to professors.
They caught him.
Yeah, they did.
Because his brother ratted him out. So even back before all that, he was still found with no technology,
right.
just a Budinsky brother.
You're
I
right.
also, I mean, I guess you could also look at it this way. Like,
did you call him a Budinsky? He was trying to kill people. He maimed people. He wasn't a Budinsky.
Well, at that point, they didn't know.
They did know.
They didn't know, Pat. They didn't know. They thought, you know.
Gibby, I'm sorry. But a Budinsky. Stop murdering people. Budinsky.
I was going to say, you know, if you're a victim of a crime, though, I mean, you're happy to have this stuff. Let's say your car gets stolen, or you know, something is value is taken from you, or something happens to you. Like you're happy that if the result is you get that thing back, or that person's caught that okay. committed the crime.
Look, you bring up a point there. I want you to say back to me in a second because I know I'm going to forget.
Okay.
The ends justify the means.
All right.
So with that, again, story on 13 Wham this week. There were signs posted outside of Wegmans New York City stores that were a little confusing to folks. It said that they were collecting biometric data when folks walked in. Long story short, they are using facial recognition technology. It is a law in New York City if you have these things that you have to alert people that are walking in the stores. 13 Wham reached out to Wegmans, and in a statement, they admitted to 13 Wham they use facial recognition technology. They say, however, they only use it to identify individuals who have been, and I quote, previously flagged for misconduct. And what's interesting is Tommy says he's okay with this, despite the fact that he is not okay with being tracked anywhere else in his life, but because it's Wegmans, he'll find a way.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you bring up that situation where if you are a victim of a crime, this may help get the perpetrator in that argument, saying the ends justify the means. But when you look at AI technology, facial recognition, this biometric data, there have been several studies that show there are bias problems depending on what people look like, height, skin color, hair color,
sure.
things like that. Mm-hmm. They can confuse people for different people. You have issues there. You have the idea that, again, just an accusation now has you pinpointed somewhere, right? And let's say you do get confused for somebody else.
Mm.
You, as unique, okay, you're the only person who looks like you, but everyone else.
So I'm cool.
Have someone, I mean, God forbid you get tackled by somebody mm-hmm. because you get alerted that you walked in a store that has facial recognition technology.
Yeah, but what if that also helps you avoid getting accused of something like that?
Maybe, but it wouldn't
happen in
the first
place. You know what I mean? Because, like, I could prove, like, I was over here, actually.
But I think the bigger argument, I think the bigger fear for people mm-hmm. in general
okay.
is that the government's going to collect all this stuff and use it against you to yeah. erode your freedoms.
Okay, yeah.
And that's a terrible thing. But do I still get my discount and my shopper's clip card?
I know you're making a joke, but that's exactly what's happening. I mean, you look at what happened. I mean, 9/11 is the point of demarcation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when TSA showed up in airports, that's where everything started going down where we are now.
Yeah.
And you're right. Look, there is I understand the argument both ways, but we are at a point where our freedoms have been eroded. And I'm not trying to sound
What really? You and I are talking in this nice room right now. We say whatever we want.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Or
the FCC's
shame.
Got stuff to say.
Yeah, but I mean, we have a lot of freedom.
Okay, no, I am not.
We got a little less freedom, but hopefully Mitch McConnell's falling asleep right now and it slides under the table.
You sat here furious that you got 4 tickets for speeding through a work zone caught by a camera.
52 miles.
And you're going to sit here and be like, whoa, what? Tickets you deserved, by the way.
I didn't deserve it.
Were you speeding?
Slightly.
Did the camera catch you?
Slightly.
Did you break the law? Your
Slightly.
Argument was
3 slights don't make a crime.
Your argument, I think it does. Your argument was that it should be a cat and mouse game between cops.
Yeah,
and because you
make it a fair
freedom.
Fight,
okay,
man.
Fine. Go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
And I don't want those officers to lose their jobs.
Oh, I thought you had something to say. Chris writes us on Instagram. We'll wrap it up with this. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. What's going to happen when Tommy walks in and these cameras identify him as a cheap scumbag that screws his fellow employees and the alarms go off? Have you thought about that?
Ooh.
Have you thought about that?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You really think fans resent the players for this?
I don't think it's... Yeah, I mean, it can't make you feel good.
Well, I don't know, man. I see myself in them, and I think that I should be rewarded.
You're cheering for, you know, guys who don't usually get this type of spotlight.
I understand it, but the money that they are talking about in the moment is insane.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we are on to Jacksonville. The Bills, again, 1 o'clock Sunday, a wild card playoff matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars on CBS. I'll be hanging out at Bill Gray's Tavern.
Oh, Jaguars and a jackass.
But
to Jackson a burger
in those last in that last game on Sunday at Highmark, a whole bunch of Buffalo Bills put a ton of money in their back
pocket. Oh yeah.
So the way that NFL contracts are structured now, if you live under a rock, is if they don't want to pay a player X amount, they will add what they call incentive bonuses. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you catch X amount of balls, we'll give you an extra $100,000.
Yeah.
If you score X amount of touchdowns, same kind of thing. And three Bills players made a whole bunch of money on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Bills tight end Dawson Knox went home with an extra $200,000.
Yes.
He got $100,000 for the touchdown catch he had. He added the second $100,000 for hitting a receiving yards bonus. One touchdown, $100,000.
Yeah, it's insane.
Bills running back Ty Johnson was 2 touchdowns short of his incentive. The Bills went out of their way to get it for him. He walked away from that game with a cool $250,000.
Hey, if I'm Pagula, I'm a little pissed.
Let's put a pin in that. Put a pin in it.
Hey, settle down, boys.
We're not done yet.
Stop playing with my money.
Bills quarter, Trey White, had $250,000 on the line if he got...
Like $250,000.
If he got two interceptions. He did not get the two interceptions. But don't feel too bad for him. He walked away from that game with an extra $1 million.
Wait.
Because he played at least 65% of the defensive snaps this season.
Yeah, yes, he did.
That's why he kept him in that. They kept him in that game.
So they got a Milhouse.
A Milhouse from that game. $1 million. Imagine being terrified of getting hurt, Kimmy. You just got to finish the game and you get $1 million extra. Oof. All right, so you heard this all weekend, and your take is?
It's you know, common people watching this game, these numbers are ridiculous, and it can only make you feel like crap about your own life. Like, think how the average person in their entire working life will never save $250,000 in the bank.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right.
What percentage of people that 1%?
You're right.
2%?
You're absolutely right.
So, like, to watch this, like, these guys are already, by the way, it isn't like if they don't hit this bonus, they're turning the lights off in their mansions.
You're right.
These guys are already rich. So I think it's, to me, it was depressing.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
And here's why. I'm wrong, tell me. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. These are guys, like Kimmy said, that are the more blue-collar guys on this roster.
Oh, I get it.
Right? Like Dawson Knox, this is his last year in Buffalo. The way his contract is structured, he's probably not going to be back next year. He's always been a workhorse guy. Tre'Davious White is rebuilding his career after two major injuries in Buffalo, and he has played out of his mind for this team, surprisingly. Ty Johnson's the third running back. Yeah. He's a special teams guy.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Ty Johnson. To see those guys work so hard.
People chanting their names.
Yes. I mean, like, they deserve it.
I'm not saying they don't deserve it.
But I hate you.
I don't need to know it. Pay him. That's fine. But, like, it was, and I know the game was boring because it was, you know, it was a blowout game. And then I had to hear about, you know, Steve Tasker's grandkids for 10 minutes while they're doing a scoring drive. But, I mean, I think it's insulting to the average person watching a game to flaunt this kind of wealth in front of people.
But you're watching it every weekend anyways.
Okay,
I mean, I guess, like what
because you're putting a dollar sign on everything.
Okay.
I just love how you're like, wait a minute, athletes make a ton of money.
You're absolutely right.
And isn't it kind of like exciting to watch, like if a running back needs like 10 more yards, right? And they got like a quarter of football to do it. It just gives the game a little something extra to pay attention to. In a game that doesn't matter.
Way to go, rich guy.
I just say, just because you're
going to eat this stale taco
or
now.
Or if, like, they fall short a yard. Or so,
which has happened before.
Be better. I would like it if they had to give the money back.
No, that has happened.
Like, right there. They had to go to the sideline, go to Pagula, start counting it back to them.
There was a running back a couple of years ago, and I forget who it was, last game of the season. He needed, like, five yards in the last 3 minutes to hit, like, a $500,000 bonus. He got the 5 yards. They kept him in the game. He lost three. He missed the ball.
Oh, man.
I get what you're saying. Like, I couldn't imagine only having to score, like, one more touchdown to get that amount of money instantly. But I think that the fantasy of it all is why people watch. Because it's something that you can't wrap your head around.
All right. So, you know, before I did this job, I worked at a company called Winn-Dixie.
Uh-huh.
And they used to, when the big wheels used to come around, you know, have these rah-rah meetings. They used to like to tell you how rich the owners were.
Okay.
You know, like, and you know, they go, fellas, you know, this one guy, oh, Jim Davis, boy, he's got a yacht. He's got a yacht with two refrigerators in it, one for the regular food and one for the gourmet food.
Ooh.
That's how rich. So, but they were like telling you, like, you could achieve this one day. If you too really work hard, you could own a massive chain of grocery stores. Like, it was so insulting to tell regular people this stuff. Like, hey, look how much money the owners have and you don't.
I think what the difference here is.
It's flaunting wealth in front of common people. Look at history. It don't go so well.
I get where you're coming from, but I think the big difference here is, one, guys like Dawson Knox, Ty Johnson, Tre' White, they're us. They came from us, right?
Well, they all came from us.
No,
I mean,
but that's not true. A lot of these people that run these companies and are your boss had an extra leg up when they were coming up. Rich parents, connections, all this stuff. The second thing is, Dawson Knox, Ty Johnson, Tre'Davious White, they're not my boss. They're not telling me what to do.
That's true.
Right? The fact that you own this place, you're going to tell me what to do, and you're going to flaunt your wealth, that pisses me off. This, I'm cheering for these guys.
Okay.
Especially Ty Johnson.
You also forget, and maybe because, you know, living in Rochester, you don't see it as much, but if you live in Buffalo, like, you see these guys do community projects. Like, they're very involved in, like, the neighborhoods they live in. So, like,
it's not going to help with their, oh, you do charity.
You got the Walter Payton Award, the greatest guy in the world.
I think that helps.
Here's
you
your frozen turkey, poor kid.
Be able to root for those guys because you see the stuff they're doing, the good they're doing. That's not the case all the time.
No, I understand. Yes.
Again, talking about the incentives that some Bills players hit in the final game at Highmark on Sunday. Dawson Knox made an extra $200,000 thanks to yardage and touchdowns. Running back Ty Johnson got 2 touchdowns, earned himself $250,000. And Tre'Davious White played late into the game to get to 65% of the defensive snaps, which earned him an extra $1 million. The cool part about this, the coaching staff every year with this Bills team goes out of their way to make sure these guys can hit the incentives, which brings up another point you talked about.
So that was kind of pissing me off, too, if I'm Pegula. Like, hey, man.
Oh,
Like you're now like you're kind of like giving it to him, but it's still his money. Like if I'm Pegula and I gotta shell out all his money, and I'm paying a whole bunch of millionaires down there, man.
Yeah.
Ain't cheap. And all of a sudden, like, hey, let's keep him in the game unnecessarily so he can get the money he kind of didn't earn.
I do wonder, because Kimmy, I mean, the way to get your players to love you forever, there's a reason why players love playing for McDermott.
Yeah.
It's stuff like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he's going out of his way to
You're
make sure.
You're not going to hold them back.
Exactly. That alligator will never snap at you.
We just had a facial recognition technology, and you want to use the alligator line now?
That's a Florida line.
Kimmy, there are owners who go out of their way to tell the coaches not to make sure they hit their incentives. Yeah. I am curious if McDermott and the coaching staff...
They have that discussion beforehand.
If they go to Pegula and say, what do you want to do here? Or if he just does it and I'm going to keep doing it until Pegula tells me to stop.
All right.
Because that would be...
I mean, they're a winning team, too. So that kind of helps McDermott's position. Like, they're a good team and they're crushing these in the moment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a big party right now. But if it was the other way... Like the Jets, and you ain't doing so good, but you hit your bonus. I'm kind of pissed because your team sucks.
No, it's fair enough. I mean, what
you kind of look like you checked out anyway after the second half of that game.
But I would do whatever it takes to keep the players happy.
And they make at that point. These owners make $600 million a year in pure profit.
I know. Yeah. Listen, man, there's a lot of cash just sitting there. I get it.
So I do have a question. A couple people have brought this up on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. So you know who Reggie Gilliam is?
Yeah, but why?
Bills fullback, number 41. They were trying to get him a touchdown all game, and he kept getting stuffed at the 1 yard line. Did he have a 1 touchdown incentive?
He must have. Oh,
that
I would imagine.
Man, you didn't think he would have reached over to the Jets? Come on, man, you got suck. You're brave.
Let me have
now.
This.
You step up.
Well, I mean,
Marshall only got him down the field.
To your point, I mean, that touchdown they scored with Dawson Knox was so wide open, and it got him $100,000. Like, my thought, if that play worked, why haven't we been using that a ton more all season?
Yeah.
Like, there was no one within 20 yards of him. Oh. Did he talk to somebody? Guys, $100,000, come on, be cool, be cool.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.